That was the reason I wanted to do the film originally, was because I wanted to work with him. I think he's made some of the great American films, and it was very exciting that he wanted to work with me. So, and he said, I have this idea, and he sort of gave me the script. And then I read it, and he started to work on it and rewrite it. And he developed what I think is a wonderful sort of, I suppose it's a love story, but it's also a political thriller. But a great character for me. And, you know, as an actress, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for really rich, complex women to play. She's an interpreter who's obviously speaks a number of different languages but works at the UN. And the film starts with her overhearing a conversation that she shouldn't hear. And that's how the film starts. And then, you know, it's sort of, it's a roller coaster from that point on. I love the idea of playing a smart woman who speaks a lot of languages, who's very, very proactive, who's not a victim, and I suppose just the combination of working with Sean on something like this, that's a genre picture, a big genre American picture. I wanted to do something like that. I hadn't, and that's what Sydney is so good at. It's creating these really complex, kind of smart stories, but in the framework of a particular genre, and in this case, it's a thriller. I think it was very much a triangle, you know, which is what I've had before on other films, but this one was such I think it was a good mix of people, you know. I would love to work with both of them again, and I felt so protected by Sean and stimulated by him. He's just the most wonderful actor to watch. He's so sort of magnetic. And then to be in the hands of someone like Pollock, who's, you know, has directed Redford and Fonda, and I mean, you look at the films he's made, and I still look at Out of Africa and I melt. You know, The Way We Were, Barbara, I mean, this man has made such, given us such great stories. So, it was lovely. Sean and I would stand there in the General Assembly and say, you can't actually believe the weight of the room, the magnitude of it. And when I was doing my research, I went and spent time in the little boxes, in the interpreting boxes, and saw the General Assembly in action. And then when you stand there and it's deserted and it's nighttime, I mean, it really is unusual. And that's the great thing about being an actor, is that you get to do things that usually you'd never get to do. But I think for the authenticity of the film, it was great that they let us shoot there. There's a man and a woman who, through their particular losses and the things they've gone through, meet at a time in their life when they're both quite damaged and both in need, deep need of solace, and they find it through each other. And I think that set against the backdrop of the thriller is what makes it unusual.